Got it. Hi. Looks like we're just about gathered. How's my sound? Is it strong enough? Okay, good. I'll move this in a little bit closer so I won't be wondering. What is it like in Colorado Springs this morning? Are you still quite smoky?
Not so smoky, but it's like going back to July.
Ah, yeah,
Yeah.
just
Right before this, I took the dog for a walk and it was already really warm. Yeah.
Well, and welcome, Eve. It's nice to have you join us.
Thank you. I was looking forward to it.
So let's begin with a few minutes of just a chance to get here and settle in. It's a sparkly, breezy, sea morning here in Nova Scotia, and I had an early paddle, but already the wind was up, so I paddled out of the cove, going into wind, thinking it'll blow me home. I'd rather go. It's sort of like going uphill on your the first part of your hike, so that you can go downhill on the second part. So I thought, I'm just going to go straight into the wind. And so I paddled along the shore to a point where in every other year I have visited osprey. And I almost never see her until I'm almost upon her. And that was exactly what happened this morning. I was paddling along and paddling along, thinking, well, maybe she's just not there this time. And then, boom, there she was, dropping out of the pine tree right in front of me on the point. So that was a treat. We have also seen otter feeding on crabs on the rocks at that point, but I didn't see them this morning. But it was great to paddle hard out against the wind and then just let it blow me home.
Thank you.
one practice that I still find so so helpful and so real at the beginning of when I sit down is to take a few breaths and as I release them, to notice the feeling of what I have been carrying just kind of sliding off, sliding off from the top of my head down, feeling the release of it, head, shoulders, knees and toes. Then suddenly it feels like the very like every bit of me can be reached by this moment. What is it like I don't have to have an opinion about how a passing motorcycle might touch up against my heart. An unlikely pairing, but there it is. Why not? The air of the day, the small sounds of the room. Master Ma said the entire meaning of your life is contained in the current matter. Current flowing. Current like water. The current matter. What is material? What is palpable right now in this current, breathing in and out? In the current of mind, the entire meaning of your life is contained. There's nothing you have to do about it. Just here. what's contained in the current matter. Ordinary mind, the one you have before you try and fix it. Has it ever, ever not been present? That mind that is here before you, call to it. Could be, what if there's nothing wrong with it? The current matter the breeze, the leaves shudder in the breeze of the day outside. On the water, sparkle and grit flash across the cove, all the way out to the sea. The chase, the dance, the thrill of seeing mind on display for anyone's delight. Patterns of the waves that never stop. Woman wrote about this. One instant is eternity. Eternity is the now. When you see through this one instant, you see through the one who sees. Those words might be a description of your ordinary mind. one reason that in our tradition we sit with our eyes a little bit open, mostly. Is this opportunity not to be separate, but to be really permeable to just what is right now. Someone hammering next door. The load that the heart carries. The lightness of breath. Rainer Rilke wrote this. Not to be cut off. Not through the slightest partition shut out from the law of the stars. The inner. What is it, if not intensified sky? Hurled through with birds and deep with the winds of homecoming. So Ma wants us to notice, invites us anyway to notice ordinary mind is Buddha mind, awakened mind. How could it be some other mind? Always has been here. That's one way we could call it ordinary. From the beginning, You can't not have it. The way it seems to me with Master Ma is that in a time of such intensity like this time of ours, he seemed to feel that it was really important to just focus on what's most effective for us in liberating our minds when there are so many pressures, so many things sort of closing in on us. And we can be, and it's so inevitable to have times when we're disheartened. And yet, with that intensity of being touched, if not broken through and utterly penetrated by the suffering of our time, comes that we're also touchable. And as we are touchable, we're available to experience all that we are, all that this is. And so he doesn't, that's already a lot more explanation kind of than he would ever give. Because he kind of cut to the chase. And and beginning as a young man, with the energy of his discovery, the revelation that his teacher offered him, that if you're sitting and you think you are going to be transforming this clay tile that you are into a mirror, that's your fundamental delusion right there. And it's a way of describing something I think we've all experienced, right? We think if we do this sincerely enough and we study it and we practice it and we talk to the right people and we don't get lazy and we make sure that we're sitting every day and we breathe and we practice mindfulness, then we will become that other thing. And so his teacher in saying, wait a minute, you can't become a mirror. You are that thing already. Clear, clear, clear as could be. It's what you are. And so that's what he taught, really, as far as I can tell, for his whole career, is this very mind, this ordinary mind is the way, is way, is that is the nature of it. It's not like you have the potential to become it. It's this is it, folks. And so, but he didn't do this by trying to come up with a final statement, which is one reason that he very deliberately unsaid anything that you might be latching onto and trying to make it into a thing. So there in that very early time, 709 to 788 is when he lived. I'll read you this one, here. He said, if one wants to know the way directly, ordinary mind is the way. What do I mean by ordinary mind? A mind that is devoid of contrived activity and is without notions of right and wrong, grasping and rejecting, terminable and permanent, worldly and holy. Neither the practice of ordinary people nor the practice of sages, the Vimalakirti Sutra says, that's the bodhisattva's practice. Just now, whether walking, standing, sitting, or reclining, responding to situations and dealing with people as they come, everything is the way. And so there was quite a bit of criticism because there was the fear that he was just saying, just do whatever you want, that there was no moral foundation. But clearly, as you look at other things that he said and the results of what he said, you see that, on the contrary, he was pointing to the foundation of morality, that when we can allow space in order to encounter mind and really see what happens there, then there is the freedom to respond appropriately. And so I've found a couple of other poems that I think are helpful in that are not his own words, which are quite familiar to you and really not very long, mostly, right? Ordinary mind is Buddha. And then this very mind. And when someone is saying, but I don't understand, then this mind that doesn't understand, that's what we're talking about. This one, yours, is that awakened mind, is already mirror. And so there's this, I'm just going to read you a couple of poems. This one actually is by someone named Vavnuk, probably from the far north. The great sea has set me in motion, set me adrift, moving me like a weed in a river. The sky and the strong wind have moved the spirit inside me till I am carried away, trembling with joy. No barriers there. And I was looking at a way that David Hinton was talking about this, and I liked the way he said this. Way can be understood as the generative process through which all things arise and pass away as absence burgeons forth into the great transformation of presence. And as I understand it, and as I experience it, ordinary mind is just what we notice when we notice how mind manifests, which is what he's describing. And then there's this wonderful other term, tsujan, literally meaning, the characters mean self ablaze. Occurrence appearing of itself. Each thing that we do actually is that. And we forget, you know, we forget that that's what we are. And so any opportunity that we have to just witness it, you know, to just fall into it and not be objecting, not object to it, in whatever way it appears, is a moment of complete freedom. And when we close ourselves to it, there's not a way that that cannot be it. And at the same time, our experience shows us that when we close ourselves to it, we're at risk. We're at risk. And those around us are at risk. We can feel that. So in a way, when Woman writes at the beginning of his collection of koans, the great way is a single absence gate here on a thousand roads of presence, then if we bring forward what Ma says and check it against our own experience, he's just saying you are that, right? Your mind, this mind that is shining through this window, these little windows, are just the action of that single absence gate here on a thousand roads of presence. And so the task that Ma took up is to tease mind outside of thought and explanation. So what he was apparently just brilliant at was skillful means, was noticing with this particular person in this particular moment, this is how we can open the door, get suddenly, and it's not a you get there from here, actually, it's that suddenly you're there. Suddenly you are outside thought and explanation, and something fresh, something raw and real can happen here. Again, I really liked a way that Hinton described this. He says, to establish mind in a relation of mirror-like immediacy. And to me, that mirror, the image of mirror keeps coming up as I've been spending time with our ancestors lately, and for a good reason. And I'm just fascinated by the sense of mirroring, that if I'm not looking for a mirror, but I notice what mind is moment by moment by moment, then it's overwhelmingly beautiful to see how the reflection is always there, and then there's this interaction with what comes forth, and we don't know what it's going to be. You never know what is going to come forth from you, what is going to come forth from this whole situation. And that doesn't have to do with what you think you see, because the minute, you know, you've got all your interpretations and your categories, there's distortion, right? So to establish mind in a relation of mirror-like, immediately revealing that we are ourselves wholly and part of that elemental mystery. So one of the things that also is powerful about this, the directness of this teaching, ordinary mind, this mind, your mind, is Buddha, is the Buddha way, is that, so when he says, you know, just now, whether walking, standing, sitting, reclining, responding to situations, dealing with people as they come, everything is the way. It's slippery enough not to be very amenable to distortion. Does that make sense? It's not given the kind of shape that can become a fixed thing to attach to. And so that, I think that was one of the powers of his teaching. And so then when I came across again, the great Khan at the end of his life asked, how is your health these days? His response, sun face Buddha, moon face Buddha. Is an offering that is so so available, and at the same time so impossible to pin. If you pin it down, you know you've missed it, right? If you say it means this, it means that, then you know you've missed it, and yet you know that he's saying exactly what he means. And there's something just so gorgeous about that. And one of the comments that one of the ancestors later made was, the aim for the moment is for there to be a place to enter. The aim for the moment when he says, sun face Buddha, moon face Buddha, he's just saying how it is for him. And at the same time, he is making this offer to those who are there and actually dealing with his impending death. Where is a place to enter? And Hakuin wrote, even the Buddhas of all times and the gods in the heavens tip their hats. It is truly incommunicable. And that's, I love that, because it's like, okay, here's this communication, communicating what is truly incommunicable. Does it remind you of, you know, do what can't be done, remedy what cannot be remedied? It's the, it's that he's offering, in a way, a springboard, something to leap from rather than a landing place. And then Zhuedo's comment, heartfelt comment, talks about for 20 years, you know, for 20 years, I've gone down in the cave of the blue dragon for you. And that's persistence for sure. And that offering. And are we, what about it, you know? What about, are we willing to go again and again to meet what maybe can't be seen directly, even though what is more direct than sun? What is more direct than moon? Okay, now I really feel like I'm babbling. For some reason, the other thing that came forward really vividly was this verse from Dogen. Coming, going, the water birds don't leave a trace, don't follow a path. So let's sit a little bit more. And then we have, why isn't that charging? And we'll have some time for conversation. Thank you. So what is it like for you just now?